Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
It's the day after the Super Bowl, and here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football on the Fantasy Sports Channel, we're joined with Utah Utes offensive lineman Zane Beadle. Zane, obviously the Super Bowl was yesterday. Did you take some time to watch the game?
Yeah, I did. Went over to my agent's house and had some good food and enjoyed the game. It was a good time.
And were you rooting for anybody in particular or anything?
I'm not a big fan of either team, but I was pulling for the Saints. pulling for the underdog and that sort of thing. So it was a good time.
Excellent. And you were first team All Mountain West. I think you did it twice. You're obviously a great team. And I really want to talk a little bit about 2 years ago. You guys went 13-0. I mean, what was that like having the perfect season?
It was awesome. It was a great experience. I never expected to get anything like that in my time in Utah. And the festival season that they had in 2004 was the season before I got there. I thought it would probably be a once-in-a-lifetime type thing. So us being able to get back to that same level and have another season like that was just an awesome experience for me and a lot of fun.
And in terms of, you probably got it 1,000 times, but I never got to ask you this question. The playoff system and all that stuff that goes involved, and, I mean, did you guys feel slighted at all? Did you, would you, if you could vote, would you vote on a playoff system, or do you like the current format?
I think I would vote for a playoff, but, that's not really for me to decide, and we did everything that we possibly could that season, and we were happy with the way that we played and the performance we put together, and we always talked about the only thing that we can do is beat the people on our schedule, and we went out and did that every single week, and it's something like that where you do your best and you put your best on the field, you can always look at yourself in the mirror later on and be happy with the performance. So I don't think that we felt slighted because we did the best that we possibly could with the opportunity presented to us.
And excellent. And then you move into your senior season. You guys have a great year. Obviously a new quarterback. You had Terrence Kane. Some thought it might be Jordan Wynn more than Kane. Matt Aceta, he goes down with an injury. Talk about your senior season, your final year at Utah. Can you believe it's here and gone and you're making this next jump to the NFL?
No, I can't believe it. It went faster than I could have ever imagined it. I remember coming in as a freshman and guys telling me that cherish it because it's going to go by fast, and kind of went one ear and out the other, and you kind of think, I got 5 years of this left, but it goes faster than I ever thought it could, and it was a great experience. We had a good year, finished up 10-3. A little disappointing at times, but we could have played better, but anytime you get double-digit wins in a season, there's just a handful of teams in the nation that can claim that.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I mean, 10-3 is something. You know, you have some high standards when you're disappointed with the 10-3 season. That's a good thing to build on. And we're here with Zane Beadles, the Utah Utes offensive lineman. He played in the Senior Bowl. He's going to the NFL Combine, and he's a guy that you're going to be seeing at the next level. Zane, talk about your time in Mobile. What was it like, being around that atmosphere of GMs and coaches and scouts constantly, day in and day out?
One big job interview is like I'd like to describe it. It's a very intense week, a very stressful week, but it's fun at the same time. It's something that you've been dreaming about and thinking about since you were a little kid, and to be on that stage playing against the best in the country is a great experience and a lot of fun. And like I said, it's a stressful time, and I never expected that many scouts and GMs and player personnel directors and everybody to be in one spot and everybody pulling you in so many different directions. But, it was a great experience and something that I'll never forget.
And the touch base, you said it was, obviously it is something that every man in America dreams about, being able to play at the NFL. I mean, when did this dream start to become a reality to you? I mean, when did you kind of really say, hey, I can make this happen?
I think it was kind of between my sophomore and junior seasons. I started kind of thinking, this may be a possibility, and I was always a realist, and thinking, it's a very slim chance that this may actually happen for me, but I'm going to give it everything I've got and see what happens. And as my junior season went on, that 13-0 season, it kind of started hitting home that, you know, maybe this is a legitimate possibility for me, and you know, take it from there.
And how about your junior season? Was there any thoughts about going pro after that? I mean, you guys were 13-0. I mean, obviously perfection. I mean, did you battle at all with returning for your senior year?
Not too badly. I did put in for a player evaluation after my junior season, but it was more for me to kind of get an idea where I was at, and you know, where I think that I could move up to. And I knew that I was going to graduate in December of my senior year, and that was a big deal for me to be able to get my degree. So you know, it wasn't a very hard decision for me to decide to come back.
Excellent. And obviously, so you just got your degree this past December?
Yes, I did.
And what was it in?
Mechanical engineering.
Excellent, man. So you're a smart cat, a big dude and a smart cat, huh? Good.
I try to be sometimes.
No, that's fantastic. You should be very proud of that.
Thank you.
No, yeah. Oh, no, it is. That's fantastic. With all everything else on your plate, to, you know, to be able to have a mind to do something like that, that just, you know, that I think that enhances your value twice as much. Mechanical engineer, Zane Beetle. That even sounds good, doesn't it?
It does sound good. You know, that's a good fallback plan, huh?
Yeah, it's a great fallback plan. Yeah, yeah. Trust me, that's a great fallback plan. So we're talking with Zane Beetle here on the Fantasy Sports Network here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And Zane is a guy that you guys are going to be seeing at the next level. He's going to be making his way to Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. And in terms of that Combine, Zane, where have you've been working out? And what do you want to gain weight? Do you want to shed weight? I mean, what are you working on the most when you're doing your training, and where?
Yeah, I'm down in Irvine, California, training right now, working at a gym called The Cutting Edge, and working with a guy named Doug Hicks, who's a great trainer down here. He's worked with a lot of great guys. And before the Senior Bowl, you know, it was really position-specific, focus type stuff, working on technique and really getting that nailed down for going and playing actual football. And then since I've been back from the Senior Bowl, it's been strictly focused on combine drills and that sort of thing. So, you know, really been focusing on the bench test and really focused on the 40 and the pro agility and the L drill and all those sort of things. And you know, as far as my weight goes, I feel like I'm at a good weight right now. I'm about 306, 307, and I want to stay right about there, you know, shed some body fat and gain a little bit of muscle, but stay right about that weight. And, you know, it's been a good process for me so far. I've been down here since the first part of January and, you know, having a blast. It's awesome to be able to say that my job is to work out every single day. So
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun for me.
And how about nutrition? I mean, how much do they harp on nutrition with that?
It's huge. I think that's the biggest thing, and the hardest thing for guys in college is, you know, finding the time and the ability to make a healthy meal. And we're working with a company down here called Sunfair that actually delivers all our meals for us. So we get those every morning, and so it's already prepared for us. All we got to do is throw it in the microwave, or if it doesn't need to be heated up, we just eat it right there. And you know, they're really healthy meals. They specify how many calories we need every day and what, you know, carbs, proteins, the percentages of those that we need in each meal. And so that's been something that's been awesome to not have to worry about, you know, when am I going to get that next meal? When am I going to make it? You know, planning out meals and that sort of thing, which is huge for someone going through this process.
Excellent. Now, if you want to cheat a little bit and you want to have a snack, I mean, what's Zane Beetle's going to grab to kind of satisfy his hunger?
I don't know. I'm not a big snack guy. I don't drink a lot of soda. I try to stay pretty healthy. I can't really think of anything right now. Yeah, I mean, I love steak.
Okay.
That's something that, you know, if I'm going to splurge, I'll go out and do that. And I love breakfast foods, too. So, you know, Sunday morning on our day off, I may go get a good breakfast somewhere. But other than that, not too much.
Excellent. We're speaking with Zane Beetle, the Utah Utes, former offensive lineman. Down at the Senior Bowl, I know they had you at tackle and guard. Was there any talk of what, you know, when you were talking with scouts, where they'd like to see you at the next level?
It depends on who you talk to. Some people love me as a tackle and see me as a tackle. Some people love me as a guard and see me as a guard. Some people think I can do both. And there's even some people talking about maybe I can play some center. So, you know, it depends on who you talk to and whose opinion you're asking. But I see it as a good thing, and it was really a good opportunity for me at the Senior Bowl to kind of show my versatility. I've got 3 great years of film as a tackle, and my first year I played at Utah with a guard, so got a year of film at guard, and so that's always good, and then be able to go down there and show that, you know, I can play some guard as well against some of the best competition in the country was great for me.
Yeah, and speaking of the competition you went up against down at the Senior Bowl, was there anyone prior to or even once you got there that you were kind of excited to see on the field or somebody you were excited to go up against?
It was a blast going up against Terrence Cody in the game. We didn't get a lot of practice against the South team all week long, but that was a good experience. Brandon Graham, the defensive end from Michigan, had a stellar week. He was tearing some people up down there and played very well. And then Odrick, the defensive tackle from Penn State, was somebody that I didn't really know much about going into the week, but he had an awesome week as well and really turned some heads down there.
Excellent. And how about friendships? Did you meet anybody down at the Senior Bowl that you're kind of looking forward to seeing in Indy?
Yeah, a lot of the O-line guys on the north side, I don't know what it is about O-linemen, but we're all kind of cut out of the same mold and all get along really well. So, we kind of formed some friendships down there. Matt Tennant and Eric Olson, a couple centers. You got Sean LaRaval from Arizona State. Sam Young from Notre Dame. Just some of the offensive linemen that, no matter where you go, we're all the same, I think.
And the offensive line, I mean, obviously Utah, you guys have a great offensive line. At least I personally think you do. I think O'Brien does a great job with you guys. At your time at Utah, I mean, was there anybody that really helped mentor you? I mean, bring your game to the level that it is that you kind of look back on and you really appreciate what they did for you?
My first position coach at Utah was a great position coach. His name's Charlie Dickey. He's at Kansas State now. He's a very big technician, and that's kind of the way that I try to play my game. Him bringing me along through my younger years was definitely a great experience. And then my last position coach this last season was Blake Miller, and he's somebody that's big on technique as well. And, it was good to get a fresh perspective from a different coach and learn some new things, so that was very good for me. And then someone that I try to model my game after is Jordan Gross, the Carolina Panthers tackle.
Excellent.
And, he came out of Utah. He's 6'4", 305, just like me. And he's a big-time technician as well, and I got the opportunity to meet him this last year and kind of form a little friendship with him and just pick his brain a little bit, and that's been a great experience for me as well.
Excellent. We're speaking with Zane Beatles, Utah Utes offensive lineman, making his path to the NFL draft. Zane, we know you're a very busy man, and we appreciate you taking the time, but before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it three and out, just three fun, simple questions. Are you ready to go with that one?
Sounds good. Let's hear it.
Okay. The first question is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your offensive line skills, first the run or the pass, what skill could you showcase America?
It'd probably be my dancing.
Yeah, pretty good dance.
I'd like to think so. other people may not think that, but, I'd get out there and cut a rug a little bit, maybe.
Excellent. And if you could take any female celebrity to dinner, what female celebrity would you like to take to dinner?
I'd go with Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, nice choice. And the final question before we let you go, if you could go back to school one more time and do it all over again, but you could go to another university, what university would you like to try out?
That's a tough one. I had a great experience at Utah, something that I wouldn't trade for the world, but if I had to pick another university, I'd say probably either USC or Florida. And just kind of see, I'll play it on that stage, what it would be like.
Excellent. Zane, great answers. And like I said, you have a great future. And even if you don't, it sounds very nice. Zane Beatles, mechanical engineer. So you have that going for you. And obviously you have the skill set to make it at the next level. Look forward to seeing you in Indy. And like I said, thanks for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thanks, guys. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep. That's Zane Beatles. Like I said, a standout left tackle, left guard, right guard. They had him playing everywhere and down in Mobile where he could showcase his skills. And as he just told us, you know, he had a little bit of talk at center, at offensive tackle and guard. I'm your host, Beau Marchant, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.